Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mind Aware, 681.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is Dana Wild. I'm your host. And you can find out about how to train your brain for free at 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com. For real, it's 60 seconds. Go check it out. I know you're going to love it. Today, we are going to talk about how to make money doing what you love and shift your focus, right? Instead of doing things to make money, making money, doing what you love. I'll tell you what happened. We got an email that came in, and here, I'll just read it. It's always easiest. Here's what it says. My biggest challenge is being a jack of all trades. I never got started because I seem to have too many interests. My focus has been on making money, not necessarily doing something I love. I somehow convinced myself that I cannot earn money doing what I love, which is writing stories. Thank you for putting your programs together and more good stuff about the show and the programs that we offer. So there's a few things, obviously. You know, a lot of times when we get messages or questions from audience members, there are a few layers of things going on. And so I really want to hit head on how change happens or how we get what we want in life. Because anything we want or any change that we're making or anything that we want to come to fruition, we make that shift. We get that thing in our lives by thinking about it and talking about it first. And specifically, thinking about it and talking about it as though it's already changed. I'll tell you a little story, because sometimes this happens when you intentionally think and talk about things. And sometimes it's just a natural byproduct of living, of life. When I was in Colorado many, many years ago in my 20s, and I was living in a town that had a nice little community college, and I was going to community college there. And I had a little Volkswagen, and everything's little in this story, apparently. I was driving my little Volkswagen to the little community college in this little town. And I was driving every day and thinking, because it was a really easy, flat, straight shot. And of course, in Colorado, everybody's a mountain biker and they're all bikers and everybody's athletic. And I was thinking, you know, I should really get a bike and I should ride a bike because this is such an easy shot. And there's no reason I need to be putting emissions into the world and driving this car. I could just as easily be biking this. And it wasn't that far. And so I spent a lot of time thinking, and every day I would drive the car there and drive back, and I started pricing bikes and started looking around at all the different options and what would be the best for a trip like that. And I was thinking about it in my mind every day and thinking about the distance that it would be and how long it would take me to do the trip and what time I would have to leave the house if I was actually biking, and really an inordinate amount of time just thinking about biking to school every day. And so I was sitting in a coffee house one day after probably a couple months of this. Like, I hadn't really made the decision and gotten the bike. I was still driving, but I was sitting in this coffee house and there was somebody new in town talking about the school and going to school and getting there. And I actually said, well, I bike there every day, yada, 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 whatever the rest of the sentence was. And after I left, I realized, oh my gosh, I totally just lied to that person. Like, I totally just told a blatant lie and said I'm biking there every day. I still didn't even have a bike at this point, but it was so clear in my mind, this trip that I was taking every day and how long it would take and when I leave and what kind of bike I would have and all of this stuff, that it seemed so real to me that when I said it to this person, I thought I was telling the truth. I didn't feel like I was lying. And so, of course, I went and bought a bike. I started biking. But I, more importantly, because even at this time, I was in my late 20s, but I was already very, very into how the brain works and mindset. And just, it made a big impression on me of how when you think about something, you move toward it. When you think about something over and over again, you move toward that thing. So this is the step for you. This is the first step to take. If you look at the story you're telling a story right now that sounds like, I'm doing things for the money, I'm not doing what I love. I'm doing things for the money, and so I'm not doing what I love. I love writing stories, but I'm doing things for the money. So the but's on the wrong side of the equation here. The reticular activating system in your brain is your best friend. And whatever you think about and whatever you talk about, this part of your brain is active and looking for ways to match this up. This is why when you think about something chronically, you see it, whether it be a new car or a pregnancy or riding a bike to college every day. When you think about something over and over and over and over and over again, your brain is busy making it happen for you. So you have to know how to use your brain. This is why I do things like 60-second workshops, so you can understand all the little tips and tricks. And one of the tricks with the reticular activating system is the word but is a power word. Anything you say before the word but, your brain doesn't even hear it. It only hears what comes after. So right now you're saying, I have to work for the money, right? I would love to write stories, but I have to work for the money. I'd love to write stories, but I have to work for the money. So your brain doesn't even hear the stories part. It just hears, I have to work for the money, have to work for the money. And you keep matching that up. So this is really ridiculously simple. The next thing to do is just to start thinking and talking about the situation as though it's already changed. Find the words to just ease yourself into it. Because obviously it's silly for you to start saying, I write stories for a living. This is what I do. I make my money by writing stories for a living. Okay, that's not going to, you're just going to kind of laugh at yourself if you say that, because it's not going to feel real. So instead, ease yourself into it. I like the idea that I'm shifting my brain. I like the idea that I'm more and more focused on making money doing what I love. I like the idea of writing stories and making money, and I'm figuring it out now. And I'm taking those pieces and I'm putting them into play. I'm making that shift already where I'm thinking about how to write stories as my full-time job. And I love the way I'm making money, because that money coming in is supporting my real passion, writing stories, and that piece of my life is growing more and more every day. I love that I'm working for money, because that money is financing my passion, and my passion is writing stories, and I see where that's going to be my full-time gig very soon. So these are sentences that aren't 100% there, but they're believable and they feel good. And you feel like you're moving toward what you want, and you keep thinking it and keep thinking it. And what'll happen is, as you start to get more comfortable with the story, it will start to morph and change till pretty soon you are saying, I make my money writing stories. Like, that will happen, but you're easing into it, telling that story over and over and over and over and over again. Okay. Now, the last piece I want to give here is, just because I've been guilty of this myself, so it stood out right away on your email, is you talked about your biggest challenge being a jack of all trades and you have too many interests. I just wanted to bring it to your attention to be careful about how you talk about that, because maybe that's an asset in your life. Maybe that's a benefit to you. You know, is there such a thing as too many interests? I mean, that's like saying I've got too many passions. I'm too full of life. I'm too full of life. I love so many things. You know, you think it's just something to bring to your awareness. And all of us can use this, can't we? To just notice things and the way we talk about things, and to realize that sometimes the things that we're putting down about ourselves are actually our greatest assets. And in your case, I would guess you're a lifelong learner and you have a lot of passions and you have a lot of interests. And so start telling yourself that that's a good thing and it's okay, and that they cross-reference each other, and that's what makes you get better and better all the time at so many different things. And it's so easy for you. And. You know, you've totally got this. Isn't it great that we've got this brain in our head that we can just access and just talk and think about what we want, and that wonderful reticular activating system is bringing it to us? Isn't it so wonderful that we live in this time and age where we're figuring this out and we're able to play with it and do it and test different things and play with different wording and just create the lives that we want? How awesome is that? I know if you're here and you're a fan of the podcast, you totally get this, and you've totally got it.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.